Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here to talk to you about RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 6, episode 9, I think. Is that 9? Yes. Entitled Drag Tots. We are back to this week. We are down to top 5. There are 5 queens left. One is going home. That will leave us with the top 4. Obviously, this has to be when the game within a game is going to happen, unless we're just going to do it when the top 2 happens. But we know that's not true by watching this episode as well. To start this off, we said goodbye to our beloved Pandora box. She is right behind me. I don't know if you can see, I have her lunchbox right here. I bought it at DragCon in New York City the last time I was there, which I guess was 2019. There was no 2020, obviously. So yeah, I bought it there. Took a lovely photo with Pandora. She is a gem of a person. And I appreciate her drag very, very much. It's been interesting listening to interviews with her where she talked about holding back. And a big part of that is because of cancel culture, especially around comedians. And so she didn't know what she would be allowed to say without being canceled by the masses. And so that is a warning to you all out there, all of you little internet people, please don't harass these queens and cancel them for things that they say. Comedy is a very specific thing. Obviously Bianca Del Rio has not been canceled yet. But I think it's because people understand that that's not who she is. That is her character. And that is the same with all comics. They are not mean, hateful people. They're not saying things to piss you off. They may say things that piss you off, but that's great. It makes you think about things. But that's not who they really are as a person. It is a character that they are doing. It is their job. Please let them do it. But she did talk about that a lot, that she was holding back because of that. She also said that she did get in her head about Snatch Game when RuPaul didn't laugh at the first joke. She got really thrown off. She also mentioned that Eureka was taking up all the space in the room, which she was, but that she didn't know how her character should react to the things that Eureka was saying as Divine. They were legitimate things that she was saying as Divine, but she didn't understand how Kim Cattrall would react to those things. And so that's why it came off kind of very subdued, and she lost her way, and that's the way it goes. I'll say it again. If Ginger Minj was being honest, which she was not at the beginning of last week's episode, she told Pandora that she picked her lipstick because it was based on that challenge. And that is when Jan went home, obviously. She picked it based on that challenge and thought Pandora was the worst that week. Great. But then she picked Pandora this week when Pandora was not the worst. It was Trinity. And there was no excuse given. Ginger Mitch, basically, bull is full of bullshit. And that is what I'm going to say. And that is kind of what happened on her season as well, season 7. She was the front runner the whole time. And then she kind of showed her true side as being almost like this evil villain queen. And people turned on her very, very quick and didn't want her to win anymore. And I was one of those people. I was rooting for Pearl because I do not like Violet Chachki either. And that opinion has not changed. But enough about that. We're done with talking about this. We are going into this episode right now. We find out that everybody picked Pandora's name, including Ginger, which is not in here, obviously. And obviously Pandora picked Trinity. Kudos to her for not picking herself. I hate it when queens do that. It should never happen, and they should not be allowed to do that. But everyone picked Pandora. Not a huge surprise. Again, if they were smart, they would have picked Trinity's name and got her out of it. Pandora was never going to win All-Star 6. It would have been like another Roxy Andrews in the top 4. She's just there because they know they can all beat her, and that is the way it goes. So Pandora easily could have been in the top 4. I mean, top 5, obviously. If it would have been another week, she would have had to gone through. But I think it was kind of dumb on their part not getting rid of her. And again, I think that's also part of cancel culture from the fandom. You can't eliminate, I mean, they saw Naomi Smalls is the only one who jumped out of that and eliminated Manila, and she got so much hate for it. It has not ruined her career. She's still doing that drag show in Vegas when it starts up again. But she got a lot of hate online for sending Manila home. And I think that is what queens are now afraid of. So the fandom just needs to calm down. It is a TV show. It is nothing personal with these queens that I am aware of. Maybe it is, but who cares? It is, they're just there. They're doing their jobs. And that is, they're here to entertain us and make good TV. That is first and foremost what this it is. It's not a drag pageant first and foremost. We don't get RuPaul on the screen for our little chat. We get the unicorn, and I can't remember the unicorn's name, but this is the unicorn from Drag Tots, which RuPaul is the voice of. Drag Tots season one, if you haven't watched it, it is terrible. That's all I can say about it. It didn't make any sense to me, but it's a World of Wonder production, and there you go. You get it. And here we're going to have a challenge based around it. So instead of RuPaul's face, we get the unicorn. Great. All good. RuPaul comes in and we are told that we are doing superlatives this week and they're going to be in school. We get to see our pit crew, even though they are not in the room. This is Bruno and Bryce. I don't know why they weren't. It was just a picture. They weren't actually moving, I don't believe. So I don't know why they put this picture of Bruno with his eyes closed. Maybe they were moving and I just didn't notice it, but maybe it was just me that snapped the picture. But the queens are going to have to create superlatives like, you know, most likely to succeed, da 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 da. RuPaul's tells us that she got best afro and best dancer in her class. And so the queens are going to have to do this, and you know they're not going to be nice. They're going to be shady questions. And that's just the way Drag Race goes. So here they all are sitting in their classroom desks with their whiteboards, and they're voting on these crazy, crazy things. Ginger Minj is going to be most likely to be president. Kylie is most likely to steal your man. I don't know that Raja got any, that Raja won any of them that I can think of. Trinity got most moody and it really set her off. Eureka got all the bad ones. She got the gassiest, she got the bossiest, and the messiest. And I believe one of those is what this is, that everyone voted for Eureka, even Eureka. So it was probably the gassiest. But the only one that really matters was who is next to leave the competition. And this is where the shadiness comes in. And these are the results. Trinity voted for herself because she's dumb. I think she said she didn't want to vote for anyone else, so she just wrote her own name. Kylie voted for Trinity, Ginger voted for Eureka, Raja voted for Eureka, and Eureka voted for Raja. So it was a two-way tie between Trinity and Eureka. And that is what I said last week, everyone. If you watched last week, I said, I think this week, Trinity and Eureka are the two that are in trouble. I also said if Raja didn't win this week, that she could also be in trouble. So there's your third vote there. Kylie and Ginger really are in no real danger of going away unless something crazy, crazy happens, which I don't think is possible anymore in Drag Race. We're never going to get those big surprises like that. It's really funny because Trinity then gets in her head and is almost angry the whole episode about having two votes when one of them was hers. She thought it was Ginger. In her head, I guess. I don't know. But in Untucked, she finally realizes that she did vote for herself when no one else, and she asked everyone else and they're like, I didn't vote for you. I voted for this person and this person and this person. She's like, oh my God, I voted for myself. Yeah, dumbass, you did. So she had no reason to be in her head this whole fucking episode, but she was. And she was pressed about it. And that is why she was the most moodiest as well. Our winners were Ginger Minj and Kylie. They both tied with their points. I like these kind of mini challenges. While I think it's very shady to do, I also think that it's based on nothing. And that is what it should be. You win based on points, not on who RuPaul thinks should win. So I appreciate that. They each won $1,000, apparently. I know RuPaul said from the Department of Education, but I know that's not true. They're just getting $1,000, I'm guessing, from World of Wonder. I hope they get it and it's not just made up as well. Our main challenge is, of course, the drag tots. These are the original drag tots from season one. It's Bianca Del Rio, Latrice Royale. Who is that one? I mean, it looks like Trixie Mattel. I know it's not. Skipper, the Detox, Valentina. Who is the other one? Oh, it's Adore Delano is the other one. And then, of course, the unicorn is RuPaul. We'll get into that later. I'm sorry. I'll go back to that. So their challenge is that they have to create a persona and backstory to their own drag tot character. They have to name them as well. And then they have to create a look for them. This is a design challenge. This is a very late design challenge, which I love because I love design challenges. And then they have to present it on the runway. It's one of those voiceover acted out on the stage things in your costume. Basically, that was it. There's no runway. The runway was their looks that they wore. So let's get into it. We get a work room walk around, which is not really a walk around. It's Drew standing at a table, the queen sitting all the way at the other end of it because of COVID. And first we had Ginger Minj. And she talks about her character being a Southern Belle. I'm dragging up these names because I did not memorize them. But her character's name is going to be Terrilyn Dubois Devereaux Bell Jr. the Third, but you can call her Tara Bell. It's actually a really, when she said the name to first, I was like, no, it's too much. No one's ever going to use this. But Tara Bell is actually a great cartoon name. She's going to be Southern. She's going to be funny. Rue told her that she gave her a hint that she needs to have some kind of subversive side to it. Ginger Minj said she hadn't thought that far ahead. So we will see what happens. She does take her advice. Let's just put it that way. Next, we have Trinity K. Bonet, and she is doing Fierce Felicia the Feline. She's doing a cat character. I don't think she needed the feline at the end of that name. It could have just been Fierce Felicia and we would have got it with her costume that she is a cat. Although her ears did not look like cat ears to me. They were just a little too big. And maybe that's just the drag exaggeration, but they looked weird and should have been just a wee bit smaller, in my opinion. Trinity talks about being in her head now because the queens called her moody and said that she's the next to go home. Again, we know that they did not say that. She picked herself as one of those votes. So there you go. She could have picked Eureka, and then that would have been the end of it. Next is, of course, Eureka, and she is, I don't think she tells us her name at this point, but she wants to be a villain, and the villain's name is going to be Alexandria McQueen, obviously a take on Alexander McQueen, which then made me think that she was going to do a gown, but I thought maybe she's going to do something avant-garde and extreme. We did not get that. She talks about her past where she is tired of being the bridesmaid and coming in second every time in pageants, in Drag Race, in life, and wants to just win. But she hasn't won a fucking challenge yet, and everyone keeps reminding her of it. Next is Kylie Sonique Love, and she is going to be Misbehave. I didn't know if it was Misbehave or Misbehaved. This is an old trope of drag names. I am sure there are 900 Misbehaves out there as drag queens. They did it on Drag Race Canada as one of the pageants was Misbehave. I believe it was Priyanka was that character. So it is nothing new. So it's nothing creative to me either. And it's going to be a witch character, which I actually really think is a great idea. And I don't remember anything else from her talk. And so it must not have been that exciting. There you go. That's my problem with Kylie. I think Kylie is a great drag queen. I think she has surprised me a lot this season, but I still find her drag and persona to be a little boring. And maybe it's because we don't get to see her perform that much. I mean, I know she does a lot of gymnastics and tricks and things like that, but you don't get to see that on here. It's really, really focused on performances that they do. And then one challenge that she did win, I thought she could have been in the bottom for it, honestly. Or at least at the very highest safe. So there you go. Finally, we have Raja D. O'Hara. I don't know if she's still D. O'Hara because I think a name on the screen just comes up Raja O'Hara. And she is, gives the name of what she's doing. And I didn't write it down, but it was crazy. And RuPaul hated it. And she hated saying it. She kept saying it wrong. It might have been like Queen Zini, Queen Zini. And Ru kept saying Queen Seaman. It didn't remind me of that at all. But Ru does not like, if Ru doesn't like a name, she's going to tell you. AKA Heidi in Closet, which she also said she never thought she'd ever say again on the stage, and there she is. So Raja needs to take this to heart, because if RuPaul don't like your name, she don't like your name, and you change it according to her. She knows best on this show. I give kudos to Heidi for not changing her name. It is her name. She didn't get to choose that. This Raja could change the name because it does not make a difference. She does end up changing it to Asiya Queen. Asiya Queen. And I think this is a great name. It's really, really good. It works for her concept and her costume. So bravo to Raja. The queens have to make these outfits. This, I just had to take a picture of this because we saw literally like 3 minutes of Eureka rolling around on this fabric on the floor. I don't know why we saw this. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. Trinity came over and started talking to her at one point, and she just kept rolling around on the floor. She needs a shirt that fits her. That's what I will say. I know it would have to be a very large shirt, even though she said she's a size 16 in that song, which we all know is not true. Just buy a shirt that fits you. You won't have to pull it down in the front or the back from just moving. Raja is very much in her head after her talk with Ru. She's stuck on this name and the concept and needs to figure it out pretty quick, but she is down in the dumps about it, and everyone can see it. And then we have Kylie on the next day. This is elimination day, and her outfit still is not done. I know she had problems with her sewing machine and sewing. She's used a bunch of sequins fabric, and I know she was having problems sewing it, so we are still seeing her sew it. On this day in the workroom, half painted, and just, yeah, way, 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 way behind. On the runway, RuPaul is giving us this dress. What I will say about this dress is that it is kind of basic. And I think she did some dance moves on the runway, which was really, really fun. And I think it's because she knows that this dress is basic. So she tried to enhance her runway walk. She did some of the, you know, the hand voguing things, and then she danced at the end of the runway as well. Do I think she looks bad? No, I just think the dress is a little basic. I do like the white shoes and gloves with this. I think that really makes a nice accent. But the light blue fringe dress just did not work for me personally. Our guest judge this week is Charlie XCX. I would have never known that this was her. I have no idea what she looks like. I do know some of her songs. I do know she's wearing a terrible wig. I hope, at least I hope it is, because this, if this is her hair, I feel bad for her. I did not know she was British. I will say that. And I think she should have been on Drag Race UK, but maybe she lives here in the States now and not in the UK. And I know she has an album or song coming out. I don't know. I don't really follow Charlie XCX that often. And we get a lip sync song from her, and it's probably the only song of hers that I know. We have some extra special guest stars, and that is the characters of Latrice Royale and Bianca Del Rio from Drag Tots. They're over on the side, and they are just throwing out comments. These queens were not here on the day of production, I am sure, even though that the comments that they put in related to each queen specifically for the most part. I mean, sometimes they just said work and no and yes and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of them had actual specific comments to the runway looks and I guess what they were saying. So I think they were just, they did it and they were just added in post. I don't think they were there for, or even there via Zoom watching it and commenting. I just don't think that happened. But first, we do have Trinity K. Bonet as Fierce Feline Felicia. No, Fierce Felicia the Feline. This outfit that she, the fact that she made this outfit is great. It's fine. It's a good outfit. She looks really good. It's very Cheshire Cat. I wish the tail was pointing up when she was walking around the workroom with that pool noodle. It was pointing up. And I don't like that it's pointing down here. I think it needs to be up, but maybe that's just a logistic thing for her. Maybe she tried to do it that way and it just kept falling. Again, I think the ears are too big and untucked. I believe one of the queens called her a kangaroo because of those ears. And then I can't stop seeing anything but that with the ears. My issue, her story was fine. It wasn't anything great. She's the queen of the catwalk. She's going to show you how to walk. She's not even the queen of the catwalk this season because Raja's walk is so much better than hers. But I get why she did this. I don't get the sourpuss grumpy cat face the whole time. When she was doing her, she was acting out her little story, there was no expression on her face whatsoever. And she just looked like grumpy cat. She needed to have some sass. She needed to just open her mouth, do anything. But it was just so stone-faced that I did not enjoy that. Ginger Minge, of course, is Tara Lynn Dubois Devereaux Bell Junior the Third. The name is still crazy, but you can call her Tara Bell. She has this parasol of poise, I think she called it. Great. I don't understand that at all. But her outfit is cute. I don't know if I love it as the cartoon character, where Trinity's cat is a great cartoon character look. This one doesn't make me think of a cartoon character at all. It looks like a little pageant girl from Toddlers and Tiaras. And that maybe that is Ginger's aesthetic and that is what the character she wanted. But I don't know that it's a great cartoon character. I do love that she took it ups and downs. She was kind of this perky little sweet thing, but then she also turned it dark and went crazy with it, threw in all her drag lingo. So she did fine. It wasn't outstanding, but it was fine. Raja D. O'Hara as Asiya Queen. She brought the glasses out to be that. You can't see it from this, but she had eyeballs on her palms. They were all down her arms. She had them on her fingernails as fingernail tips. It was a well thought out concept. It was a great presentation. I love that she's all in purple. Rue called her out in the workroom. She's like, when did purple become your signature thing? And you know, they don't really love a signature thing like that. She's like, fuck that. I am going to be purple. And she painted her face purple. This wig is gorgeous. I think it's the same wig she wore as Diana Ross, but it's a good wig. So I don't mind her reusing that. And you should reuse wigs. You can't just wear a wig once and get rid of it. But her outfit is fun. It's a disco dress with a cat suit underneath it. It makes perfect sense for her story and what she did. She rose to the occasion. She changed her name. And RuPaul lived for it. Next is Miss Eureka, and that is Eureka with an exclamation point, and she's giving us her evil queen of Alexandria McQueen. I hate this outfit. It's even worse that it blends into the surroundings in this picture. The crown does not fit correctly on her head. It looked really, really weird. I didn't understand that. Her story was not great either. It was all about the things that they said to her in the superlatives about being messy, bossy, and gassy, which is a great idea to run with, but there needed to be more. I think Michelle said it needed to be bigger. Her actions needed to be bigger, and they weren't. It was very, very small. And you can't really tell it from this picture. The best part about it is her makeup. Her makeup in this, which you'll see later in a photo, is really, really stunning. But I don't like the dress, and I didn't like her presentation of the character at all. Finally, we have Kylie Sopnik Love as Misbehave. Again, she is a witch, a drag witch. If you ever watch Strangers with Candy, she looks like Jerry Blink's stepmom in the show. I could not get it out of my head, but I also think she looks fantastic in this. I almost wish she didn't come out with this skirt on, because we see her later take it off and there it's a catsuit underneath with the giant bow in the back, and it was even cuter to me. I liked it a lot more than I liked this little hoop skirt. The hoop skirt is great. She looks like a witch. You get it. You know exactly who she is. This is the cartoon character that you want to see. I just kind of wish when she came back out, she took it off when they went backstage, obviously, and was they were doing their little chit chats. I wish she would have come out without it for the finale part of the episode, for the lip sync and then on stage. I know she took it off when they danced on stage at the end, but I wish she would have just come out without it, because they, I think they needed to see the outfit, because it is so, so chic looking without the hoop skirt. Her story was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't exciting to me. It was a little boring, which again is how I represent her, what her drag represents to me. I don't find it exciting. I don't find it fun. I find it adequate, but nothing groundbreaking. And that's my thought on that. And so our winner, of course, is Raja. She was the standout. You can see some more of the eyes on her gloves there. I didn't realize her glasses were covered in eyes, of course. So good. She did what she needed to do. She got her second win. I said if she didn't get this win this week, she might be in danger of going home. It didn't matter. She won, and that's the way it goes. But that also means that all four of the other queens are in the bottom. I'm sure if you ask Ginger Min, she's not in the bottom, because the last time her team was all in the bottom with four people, she said she wasn't really in the bottom, that it wasn't her. She wasn't there and not really up for elimination anyway, which, bitch, you're in the bottom. That's the way it is. You and Jan were both in the bottom, even though you knew you weren't going to go home that week. That's what I say to you, Ginger Minge. You're in the bottom. I think this is honestly fair, because I think they all did fine. I would have honestly put, if they were doing a bottom two, I don't know, because I liked Trinity as a character. I just didn't like her sourpuss grumpy cat face. I liked Kylie's as a character as well, but she was just kind of boring. Ginger Minj, I didn't like as the character look, but I liked her story. And Eureka was obviously the worst, in my opinion. So I'm fine with them all four being in the bottom. I don't think I could pick a bottom two, because I wouldn't know between the other three which one to throw in there. And I guess that's why we did it. I know they probably did it just to be shady, but that's the way it is. Ginger Minch are still on the bottom, and Raja has the chance to send you home. There you go. They're talking in the background, and all of the queens wanted to know who everyone else was voting for, which was really, really funny. And while Trinity was talking to Raja, Kylie of Sonique Love, she's like, I don't know, let me look in my book of magic. She created a magic book, obviously, the prop. And on the first page was this drawing of a pussycat. And I think that's really, really funny, because clearly that meant maybe Trinity. That's not how it went down, but that it just made me laugh. Our lip sync assassin this week is the one and only Cameron Michaels. I am not a Cameron Michaels fan. I have never claimed to be a Cameron Michaels fan, and this picture makes me laugh. There's something just weird about her face in this picture. Maybe it's the dopey smile, the look on her face. I don't know. Maybe it's this wig. excuse me. I really don't know what it is about this picture that makes me laugh, but it's just so kooky. But we are doing the Charlie XCX number that I do know, which is Boom Clap. What a terrible song to lip sync to. I know that she's there. I'm sure she has other music that they could have done, but this is probably her biggest song, and that's why they chose it. But man, was it boring. Neither queen did a great job. This is Raja's performance look. She kept the eye gloves and the glasses on. She changed her wig, obviously, and into a bodysuit. I like her boots. It's one of the things I like most about this outfit. She did fine, and she knew the words, and she just walked around the stage, but the song is just not a good lip sync song. There's no performance that you can do to it but walk around the stage like Raja did. So she was fine. It was just so boring. Cameron Michaels did a little reveal, and really all she did was pull off the little drapey bottom of her dress. She did one cartwheel, but again, this song you can't really do tricks to. You didn't even need to do the cartwheel to it. She lip synced fine, just boring. What a crap song. Sorry, girl. And I mean, Cameron Michaels really is a lip sync assassin. She won 4 weeks in a row to get to the top before on her season. She won the first lip sync in the finale. She lost the second one. So she lip synced 6 times on Drag Race and only lost once. And that was for the crown because they were never going to give it to her anyway. But she's in the Vegas show and doing just fine. But you bring her back. She is a performer on stage, and you give her a song like Boom Clap that she can't even do shit to, other than a cartwheel, which didn't need to be there. Yeah, it was so, so bad. I don't get this choice of song at all. But Cameron Michaels is determined the winner, and that is when I knew Eureka was really, really going home, because they are friends. They're both from Tennessee. They were on the same season. They lip-synced together during the show, I believe, and both were saved. And then obviously in the finale, it was the three-way lip sync with them and Aquaria, which Aquaria was the winner of. But they're the same home state, friends, compatriots, sisters. So I knew that Eureka was probably going to be the name that they picked, just like when they brought in Jessica Wilde to send home Yara Sophia. Our bottom four is brought to the stage, and someone is going home. And as I said, it is Eureka. She is the queen going home. I don't think she's gone for very long. I think she is the queen that they are going to bring back in the game within a game. That's just my opinion. But Eureka looks very sad on stage, but look at her makeup. Her makeup is stunning this week. It looks really, really good against this actual blue fabric. It's clean, it's fresh, it's crisp and perfect. So bravo on your makeup. I just hated your outfit, and especially this crown that you made that is just too big for your head. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Instead of an hour later, though, this time we get 15 minutes later. Ru pops on the screen and tells Eureka to get to the main stage for the lip sync for your life. I don't think we said the biggest lip sync of your life. I don't know, something like that. And Eureka put on a wig because she thought RuPaul could actually see her. I don't know that that's really true, but way to go, Eureka. She threw on this wig, and then in Untucked, we see her changing her outfit. She puts on that cat suit that I just hate, and a really, really ugly wig to go back on stage, because they are doing what I'm calling, again, lip sync palooza. I thought someone told me that this was happening, and I was like, well, that makes sense, because they haven't done it yet. It also makes sense that this is an easy way to bring Eureka back. She's a great performer. I don't know how the breakdown of getting to there is going to work. I don't know if the first two are going to lip sync against each other, and then the winner moves forward and lip sync against the next one. If they're going to just put it into brackets, I don't know, but it's going to be something. And that is going to be our next week episode. I'm assuming it's going to be the whole episode. I can't imagine that they're going to have another episode as well. Next time, it's going to be the lip sync of Palooza. We see the queens backstage celebrating. They're all having a good time. Brew interrupts and says she wants to introduce them to their competitor. And they all kind of freak out as if they knew nothing. They didn't think this was going to happen. RuPaul told them episode one, there's a game within a game. So here it is, queens. So like I said, I don't think they're going to be on next week's episode, except maybe at the very end when the winner of the game within a game walks back into the workroom, which I am saying is going to be Eureka. I don't see it any other way. You're not going to bring back anyone else. Maybe Jan, maybe Akiria. Hopefully not Silky. I would accept Yara Sophia, but I don't think they're going to bring her back either. But that's what we're going to get on next week's episode. I'm assuming the whole episode is going to be the lip sync slap smackdown of the century. I don't know. Speaking of drag tots, if you watched Drag Race Holland, at the end you saw that Drag Tots season 2 is now available on WOW Presents Plus. I told myself I wasn't going to watch it. And then I saw that Heidi in Closet is going to be a new character on there who I adore. But not only that, the one and only Jimbo from Drag Race Canada is going to be on there and playing a character very much based on the Tiger King. Joe Exotic. And his name might be Joe Ironic. I don't know what it is, but the fact that Jimbo is playing this character makes me want to see it. It will probably be on one episode and the very last one, because it's going to make me drag myself out to watch this whole thing. But now I want to watch it just for Heidi and for Jimbo. The show is terrible. And I expect no good thing from it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's it. Like I said, I did watch Drag Race Holland. I am enjoying it. I do not recap it. But I do love the show. So I highly recommend that you watch it wherever you can. It is on WOW Presents Plus for those of you in the United States, and I think everywhere except in the Netherlands, which is where it's on regular TV. The first episode, a lot of them spoke a lot of English. This episode, they did not, and I don't know if they were told not to, because it does air in the Netherlands, so they said speak Dutch. So it is a lot of reading, which I don't mind, but I appreciated the English last week because I didn't have to really pay attention. And I do actually enjoy when they speak English and the subtitles don't match up to what they're actually saying. I think that's really funny. But I'm enjoying Drag Race Holland still. It's a design challenge this week. They had to make their looks. Only one of the queens said that they knew how to sew, which was really fascinating. So there you have it. It's a good episode. Go watch it. I'm not recapping it. At the finale, I will talk about maybe the whole season altogether. Maybe I'll go through their looks. We do toot and boot their looks on the Insta story as well. So you can find their runway looks there. And you can find the looks from this week's runway on my Insta story tomorrow. I'm not posting them till tomorrow because I have something on my story right now that is rather lengthy. I went to this costume called Showstoppers. It's a costume exhibit here in New York City. It's a lot of Broadway costumes. There's some film costumes thrown in there as well. And like videos on how costume shops are run and how things are made. It's really, really well done. It's $29 plus tax, obviously. I think it came out to like $31 total. It is well worth the $31. It took me a little over an hour to walk through because I love costumes. And so I was getting a really, really up close look at them and studying them and taking lots of photos. If you want to see pictures from it, you can go to my Insta story right now. That's Sashay Away with Barry. And they will be there, I believe, until about 10 p.m. tonight in New York City. And so you can look at them there. They're really, really spectacular. And if you follow me on Facebook, you don't have to, but you can. I posted literally all the photos, which is, there's 80 photos there that I took of the exhibit. Including some of myself with the Queens of Six, which you know I love and adore because I did a drag show of the whole show last year. No, this year. It was this past May, I think. I don't know. Sometime. I don't know when it was. No, it was not. It was January. Anyway, so that is there and you can go and enjoy that. Again, the US Toots and Boots will be up. I'm going to do them tomorrow morning. Just keep it nice and clean. Tomorrow morning, which is Sunday, they will be up in the morning sometime. So you can go and check them out there. Toot and Boot, there's only five, so it's going to be very short. I may just tack on Drag Race Holland right after that and do it all in one setting just to get it over with. So you can look for that there as well. I thank you all for watching and listening. Please be safe out there. Go get the vaccine if you are able to. My friend that lives across the hall told me he just tested positive. He was vaccinated, but he has the Delta variant now. So it's not a cure, but it is a protection. Symptoms are very mild, so it's not threatening or anything. But get the vaccine if you can. Wear your mask. Be safe. Social distance. Wash your hands. Do it all. Do whatever you can. To combat this thing because I don't want to get it. I haven't had COVID. I don't want to get it. And I'm going on vacation next weekend. I don't want to have it for that for sure. But be safe out there. I love you. Please protect yourself and others. Bye-bye.